Before we start, I wanted to say Mamish 2 minutes words of Chizuk. Zalstev, brachas on days and days. Dal vorm svichim Chizuk. Vos Rashi. Shiz chazuk ben Tomid b'kol koichai. And one is about the Torah. Viewing the Chabur of the past very few weeks. It's that time of this man. That making a call for Chizuk. Say the 9:30, the Machayv of 9:30. The Kamim Nechavur is Ma'id Rafu, he came out Nakaim. Say missing days. In Hadasha. I'm learning Mrs. Hasharim now, Perak Vav. Hasharim brings the Gemara, Brachas. And over there says a Pasuk, Yisham Alecha, Chazak Va'amatz Ma'id. Chazak Va'amatz Ma'id means Chizuk. I don't see Chizuk. Taitched up, let's do a taitched up, Mrs. Hasharim. The Hasharim says, Ki chizuk gadol. What does it mean chizuk? Why are they constantly mean chizuk? Why do these things mean chizuk? Ki chizuk gadol me'oid tzarech lechapois ha-teva al hofka. That's what Hashanah was in Hashanah. When you're going against the teva, you need chizuk. Taitch and tzir. If you have a piece of wood, a piece of shtender. Shtender doesn't need chizuk. Shtender is naturally, it's a piece of wood. You don't need mechazik at kaseda. You can't unless it's broken. There's no reason to mechazik it. The second I make an unnatural chibur, I take a piece of metal and I want to stick it to the wood, and I want to screw it in, and a nail, and then everyone knows. And you need chizuk even palm to palm. And the more, if I take rubber and I want to put it in the wood, the more the two things are not naturally a fit, the more chizuk it needs. That means the nail keeping them together. It needs chizuk. It needs constant fastening. So can you show that the taich? Torah, these dollar things are not a negative teva. Kinir, Torah is a negative teva. Kinir in the beginning of this man when you sit down. You make a cheshbon, and you know it's klar. You sit down with your wife. You say avada, the mafteach that tzloch is coming on time. Avada, it's klar zach. This is gonna be over. Again, you're going connected to teva. The teva of the mensch is not to come on time. There's a lot of other things to do. Even again, he's not. The teva of the mensch is not to be there every day, whether or not it's a geshmak esugi or nish geshmak esugi. It's a natural. It's not a natural connection. We want to do it. It's not a natural connection. It's because it's a chazal saying it's chizuk. It's a mechazik mipam lepam. To be mechadish achlotus, to be mechazik achlotus. Daka, so I'm calling out for the oilum. Chav chavis leidos, I'm not here. Please tell them. Calling out for a pistol of a chizik. We need talk a chizik. Yeah. Sugya shteit. Chesam and aleph. More brings. Amar Rav Achama zoysei meres. The Mishnah milert. Halacha that I'm a bim mitzil chaver kona chaver. Oh, shtein the sugya the noisi. What's the noisi? The more at the end of it explains the background. Amar mostly we have a tzir. Where two people, Reuven and Shimon, are picking up a talis. Reuven picks up chetzi, Shimon picks up chetzi. And then, shteitin rami b'chomer, you have to come on to a din of avia mitzil chaver kon chaver. Mavur in the sugya. That the seist, b'pshuta, there's a problem with this agba. There's a problem with Reuven's agba and Shimon's agba. Reuven's picking up a chetzi talis, and Shimon's picking up a chetzi talis. It's mavur in the sugya, because of a poshet, that's considered an incomplete agba. Even the gabi the chetzi that Reuven's picking up, it's always coming to be kind, it's an incomplete agba. And Shimon and his chel, complete agba. The Gemara calls that the Asazukim Nachal Shabakaka. That's the Ersh Techelik of the Gesugia. That's a problem. In order to solve that problem, Rami Vachama said you have to come on to Zachin. You have to come on to Zachin. You have to come on to Zachin. The Reuven's being poiled for Shimon. We didn't Pashas, we didn't Zachin and Shlichos. Reuven's helping out Shimon. Reuven's being mashed in Shimon's Akbar. And Shimon's being mashed in Reuven's Akbar. And Melu Zachram Vachama, I have a Raya that zochen adam b'afanu shleib b'afanu works even b'makom shachav lacher, even by my metzia. I have a raya from here. Then maybe a metzia l'chavera, if you want to do shlichas l'chavera in metzia, within tzchia, there's a parasha of tzchia mitam shlichas even b'makom shachav lacher. And if that's aesthetics, tvei techilak of the sugi, zochen Rav Chama argued. Rav Chama said, you don't have a right to prove if there's a din zochen even b'makom shachav lacher. Because here there's an ander mahalach, there's a mahalach of mikad zochel and avshi zochel l'chavri. Avada fakir be'etzem in a mokum achav lachem. You can't do shlich, you can't do schia, you can't do schia. Schia doesn't help a mokum shachav lachem. But by migu the zochin avshi, which shavayu bagbu adodi, that each one's being zeichin, his chelik. Migu the zochin avshi lachel lachavim. That's the hemshach ha-sugi. So let's shlav, let's first deal with the first chelik of the sugi. The problem is in the mvurin ha-sugi of ti-osezuki menok shachav lachavim. That's right, that's the platform of the sugi. That's the reason why we have to come on to magbiya mitzil chavere and migu the zochin. Before in the Gemara, and that was the Hanocha of the Gemara. The Gemara has a Hanocha that if someone, Ruvain or Shimon, either picks up the talis partially and they leave the other chelik on the floor, Ruvain picks up chetzi talis, let's say the talis is 2 feet. Ruvain picks up a foot talis, leaves the other chetzi on the floor. Ruvain's not cutting even the chelik he wants, he only needs a foot of material. He's not cutting even that chelik. Zok the Gemara, and the Gemara applies that. That was the Hanocha of the Gemara, that was the Pasha. Zok the Gemara, even in the case of Ruvain and Shimon pick up both ends of the chelik of Shimon, Legabi Ruvain. Is the kimunach zegal karka and the chelik of Reuven and the Rabbi Shimon is kimunach zegal karka. That's the application of the Gemara. So Taka want to be mavar both things. Inside the hanocha of the Gemara, inside the application of the Gemara, the hachova of the Gemara. Gemara is being marchiv, the din of kimunach zegal karka. Also in the case Reuven and Shimon pick up the talis. Let's Taka start with the second thing. There's mafur shushenim of them. That which the Gemara is mavur, that when Reuven and Shimon pick up a talis, so it's considered like each one kimunach. The second chelik is kimunach zegal karka. It's not munach zegal karka. Because then echelik or shushenim bring the ravid. The ravid said, "Kansel kimta." At the whole sugya, that was mavur. This din is only when you're talking about a talis arucha. It's not a long talis. Something longer than 2 feet. Something that's higher than, it's a very long talis. And even if he picks it up very high, it's still the other part, the other half would be lying on the karka. Reuven needs Shimon's help to totally physically pick up the talis from the karka. Zok the Ravid, only in that seer does Reuven need Shimon's hagba. And only in that seer do we say that kapei Reuven, Shimon's chelik, it's kimunach kapei karka. Because if we subtract Shimon, then it's ketach emur ha-karpa. So Reuven needs Shimon's chia. That's where it's mavur. You need magbi mitzil chavera. You need migud zochi. Aber bitalis talis ksar. A short talis. Taka like a 2 foot talis. Reuven picked it up. If Shimon would let go, it would still be dangling in the air. Zokta ravid be'etzem Reuven and Shimon each did a full good akba. Rather Shimon helped him on the way before his actually koyach totally lifted off the ground. What's happening? Is it mizaseyev ein by mamish? If I'm picking up a talis, and while I'm picking up, the wind also helps me, but I'm picking up, I raise it up high enough, and the mitzad mahak bo would be picked left up. Who cares? The wind helped me. I didn't need the wind. Dal mi hocha shimin. As I used to arrive it, by a metallic sword, you don't have to come on to magbim mitzil havera and migad azochi, and there's a big nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? When you have to come on to magbim mitzil havera and migad azochi, yen has to be a bar schia. And if Reuven and Shimon, both Reuven and Shimon have to be a bar schia. If Shimon's not a bar schia, if Shimon's a koton, if Shimon's a cherish, and Magbiya Metzil Havera doesn't work. So if a talis arucha zokta ravid, you have to come on to Magbiya Metzil, taka only if Shimon's a bar schia, could Reuven make a kinya. But if it's a talis ksar zokta ravid, I don't care, even if Shimon's not a bar schia, I don't need him. Reuven taka made a richter gag, but you don't have to come on to the din of Magbiya Metzil Havera, you have to come on to Migas Azochi. That's Shitas Arrivin. The Rajman and the Rosh both being the Ravid and the Avada, the Chilikon, and the first one, the Ikka, the Tainas is that Avada, in different parts of the Sugya, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma the Sugya is talking about called Gavni. If you arrive at various points in the sugi, the Gemara should be machalik. That only betalis arucha, betalis ksar is going to come out. You don't need it in a magmim. The steam is the psikas sugi, the milsa psikas sounds like it's talking about every case. Avad is Dr. Yishen, that was the Arnoch Avad, we have to find the hezbollah that the sugi is talking about even a talis ksar. Well, I said, Taka, why is the rival wrong? That, Rav Tolli is already medayik, there's a big shina between the Rajba and the Rosh, why they're arguing on the right. The Rajba says, even by talis ksar, I hold that there's a chasarn, the same. We're going to have the same chesaron of kiluk menachas agal karka. Why? Zok the Rashba. Because Shimon's hand, lulei the din of a magbim mitzil chavera, Shimon's hand, Reuven's picking up the right side, Shimon's the left side. Shimon, the left side of the talis, gapi Reuven. If we don't say there's a din of a magbim mitzil, it's still on the floor. Legabi Reuven, Shimon's picking it up very nice. But legabi Reuven, Shimon's hand, it's kikarka dummy, it's the lashon of the Rashba. So zoivi, anamut. Zok the Rashba, alach alamaisa, the din of kemunach agabi karka is not physically on the ground. If there's an amud that's attached to the ground, not even attached to the ground, if there's an amud standing on the ground, though, there's an istaba on the ground, there's something lying on the istaba, avada, I have to be mesalik, I have to make biya from the istaba. Yeah? So legabi me, there's no different than my friend's hand. There's no different than karka. He brings another gemara. The gemara says if a talus is lying on a behema, a balchai also. If it's lying on a balchai also, it's karka. I have to lift it up from the karka. So luli the din of avim etzilah chaveru, you taka have the pasha the din of kemunach legabi karka. As I tell it to Rashi, kanira the raiva. You have to tie to the raiva. Kanira is machalik. Kanira the raiva holds is a chilik between a human being and an omud. And even a behemoth, you know, whenever a being is holding something, it's automatically mubah. Can you hear that's the derived all? That's what I'm what's meant to us? So the Pasha, the Rajbah, should say the Rajbah, they are good. The Rajbah says, what's the chilek? Lagabi, lemais, lagabi, miyach. As long as he's not being pearl for me. We're not using shlichus. Lulay the din of shlichus. Lulay the din of shlichus. So Shimon's hand. It's as if he got a karka. Say time to that. However, the Rosh, the Rosh is Shayd Andrush. The Rosh brings the derived. The Rosh tied it. Names, nishvich. Even by talis chesor, you have a chesor of kemunachas gabekar. It's not the rosh. The tfisa as chaveroi mevateles es kinyon. What does that mean? Reuven's picking up half. Aye, he didn't pick up the second half. The ravitanis, he did pick up the second half. It's considered he picked up the second half. He picked it up at a high enough height that beetsim mikoychayu bivit. Zok the rosh, yeah. Aber tfisa as chaveroi mevateles es kinyon. Shimon's making a ma'isa kinyon. Shimon's holding the second half of the talis. That's mevatel kinyon lagbo. If Tolis medayik, if the rush is coming on to a positive chisar, the rush is not saying it's just still on the karka. There's a lack, there's a header. The Rajba and the Raivin until now they were saying that Reuven's hakbo is incomplete. Reuven's a header. Reuven didn't totally do a full job. He did an incomplete job. It's still on the karka. The Raivin holds Pshuta, it's still on the karka. The Rajba says even in the mitzias when it's in Shimon's hand, it's still on the karka. It's still called he didn't take it off the karka. The rush is talking of Tolis. Sounds like he's saying an ayverter. It sounds like he's saying the etzim there is hakbo. But there's something that's staring, there's a positive stare. Yen is staring, Yen is tvisa staring the king. So kind of the erste zach I see is that klapi the machloikis of the Rajbah and the Ravid, the Rosh holds like the Ravid. Nochamal, the Rajbah and a Ravid have a machloikis. When Yen is holding it, is that considered it's on the ground? If the Rosh held like the Rajbah, they were still on the ground, why do I have to come out to tvisas chaverim avat el seskin yonet? I see from the Rosh holds, but it's in there is a good hakbah. Reuven is making a good hakbah. Reuven, even though it's in Shimon's hand, though even without Shimon doing shlichas for him, Reuven's akbar is a good akbar. Since Shimon would drop the talis, it would be hanging in the air. That's enough. That's called a good Reuven akbar. I have to come on to a positive feller, a positive shter, that Shimon's tvisa is being mevatel tvisa. That's the erste diag of Tolly. So what's that shtag? What is this new yisoid of the Rosh? The Rosh takes that in Ayazach, and their new yisoid, say the Rajman and the Raiva don't hold. Right? The Rajman and the Raiva don't hold this new yisoid, because they were all dealing with Bechlali, their akbar. But the Rosh says, I could be, I have Agba, but there's an Ayash there. What's this Ayash there, right? Avtoli learns, Pshat, the Rosh is saying, a Musig, which you find other places in Shas, we're going to find it. So I'm a Beis Abyssal, to see exactly if this is the same Musig and I'm a Beis. Is that we find sometimes when two people are trying to make a Maisa Kinyan, Amol, we say that one person's Kinyan, if it's a better Kinyan, is Mavat to the other person's Kinyan. Avtoli Garsh tells you, it's a case of if you have two Shtaris Yaitse, one person doing a Kinyan, another person doing a Kinyan. Zokar of Avtoli, Reuven and Shimon are trying to do a kinyan together. Aber Shimon's kinyan, Reuven made a rich lehabo. Aber Shimon's hagbo is mevatel Reuven's kinyan. I've told you like so a bissel v'taych. I've told you in Hemton, a lot of writers this, that the story of the kinyan hagbo is achnos l'rushus. When a person makes a hagbo, he brings the chayfetz, the rushus. What does it mean rushus? Rushus means it's shlita, his hand. He's bringing it towards his hand. He's bringing it tachas shlita osoy. He's bringing it to rushusa. Zokar I've told you, when we see Shimon being machnis, the same chayfetz as Reuven and Shimon, his achnosus, his kinyan, his achnosus, the achnosus rishus of Shimon is being mavatil, the achnosus rishus of Reuven is being mavatil. We see his kinyan stark. Yeah. His lame is bar kol atzurich b'dabedat v'lashon Avtoli. Why dafkan chetzi? Why bechal? Why dafkan chetzi? I mean, they're both the feet. Again, Avtoli boy, the lefi the rush. Each one's doing a ma'aseh agbon, the whole talis. Reuven's doing a bal and talis, and Shimon's doing a bal and talis. I mean, decide. The mashmur of Avtoli was kilu. They're doing the Maisa Gmon the whole Talos, but it's a head yedik. Each one's doing Lehedion Chetzi. It's called that also the second Chilik of the Talos is Lichla Maigbo. But I'm doing Lehedion Chetzi, you're doing Lehedion Chetzi. So where I'm doing Lehedion Maisa Gmon, that Chilu is Mevatl Yokinian. It's not Mefurish, that's Mashmois, that's the way he went. Zokran Avtoli, a big Nafkamina. So here's we have two Noisim, Zokran Avtoli. The Rajba and the Rosh are arguing, Bechlal is the Rajba and the Rivet arguing, is the Bechlal Hagbo. Did you get it off the Karka? Did you get the second half of the Talos of the Karka? If that the Ravid holds, yeah, as long as you would drop it, it would be. The Rosh is bringing a new shmooze. The Rosh holds Be'etzem as the shmooze of the Raivadi, and the Rajbi holds the Raiv. But there's a new shmooze that is a musik of Kinyan is Mavatos Chaver, and in that the Rajbi and the Raivad Chayfer Bakol. Well, no such musik. Yen a Kinyan shares me. Look at my Kinyan. I don't care what Yen is doing. I'm doing a good Kinyan. That's the nice. Zok.
Zok.
What? 1 second. Zok the Rav Tolia Pasha to bring out the Machloikas, bring out the Mafkamina. Zok the Pasha Mafkamina is, in the case of a Talis Ksara, of a Shimon is not. This Shimon's being Mamish Adoimim. Shimon's being an Amud. He doesn't want, he's spacing out. He picks up the Talis. He doesn't ever mind anything. Shimon doesn't ever mind anything. Yeah? Lefi, the Rabbi took him a Talis Ksara Avada Ruvin's coin. But Lefi the Rajba, Ruvin's not coin. Because Shimon's holding the Talis. Who cares if he has in mind Liknois or not? Oh, but the Rosh is Lashon Takas before Shazoi. The Rosh says it's the Yisoid of Shimon is being Mavatil Tfiz Chaver because Mechav and Liknois. The Lashon of the Rosh is right to Liknois. He's right to Liknois. It's only if Shimon is right to Liknois. If Shimon's right to Liknois, then he's Mavatil Ruvin Takbo. Oh, but if Shimon's not right to Liknois, then he's not Mavatil Ruvin Takbo. Then the Rosh is made to the Ravi. The Rosh is right to the Ravi. The Ruvin did Richter Gagbo. It's an Afghani. Oh, so there's 2 hours. There's 2 hours. Lachar and the Beer, I've told you, the Rosh. The cedar of the sheen between the Rosh and the Raivad is clear. It's clear. Me tells the Dorma, but the Ma'aseh the Hezbollah and the Rosh is 2 hours. So one is Menachtali Alein. That's the only user's asking. First, not the first hour of Tali asks on himself is that the Dvar comes out that the Pshat is the Kinyan of Shimon is Mevatel the Kinyan of Ruvin. What happens if someone does a Kinyan? It's not a good Ma'aseh Kinyan. What happens if someone wants to do a Kinyan? He wants to do a Kinyan, but he does. It's not a good Ma'aseh Kinyan. Haray, we have in the Sugi the Dir Dogma. Cheresh, if the Cheresh picking up one side and the Cheresh picking up another side. Cheresh really can't do a Ma'aseh Kinyan. His Kinyan is mitzad Kinyan, mitzad Darkei Shalom. L'chora, l'fira, I've told his Hezbollah that the whole problem is that Yen is staring me. I mean, the Cheresh is not doing a Ma'aseh Kinyan. The Cheresh is Ma'aseh Kinyan. In the world of a real Ma'aseh Kinyan, the Cheresh is Ma'aseh Kinyan, is not a Ma'aseh Kinyan. Why, so over there, do we say that the Ma'aseh Kinyan of the Cheresh is Mavatel Kinyan of Kech? It's Mefurish in the Gemara. The Kech is not Kinyan. The Kech is not Kinyan because he has the problem of Tiyasa Zuki Misha Menach Lagabe Karka. And he doesn't have the help of the Cheresh because over here we don't have Migud Zachi, we don't have Magdiya Mitzir. If you have told me that's the Rosh, the whole problem of the sugya doesn't start over here. The whole problem is again is being Mavati, he's doing a Kinyan. So if Tali says, Mitoich, you have to say, look, her, that Hakama, they said, Mitzadarke Sholem, that the Ma'is of a Cheresh is a Ma'is of Kinyan. So again, even though again it doesn't help, to help the Bikayach, it doesn't have a shame Ma'is of Kinyan. Oh, but to shter the Bikayach, that's going to have a shame Ma'is of Kinyan. That's what Tali says, not clear. It's hard to understand. It says, look, her, in the world of the Bikayach, it doesn't have a din of Ma'is of Kinyan. The shter the bikeach does have a din ma'aseh kinyan. As I
say, so
sharp.
The word of the
rosh
is that because he's doing a ma'aseh kinyan, that ma'aseh kinyan, that soyser the kinyan of the other one.
Okay, so we'll
now
see.
Over here,
we'll see in a second.
The Cheresh, they have it. They're not mufka so from ma'aseh kinyan.
So
they look from chalois.
So you see, that's what I'm saying. You see, Rav Tolli held not like that. In this kasha and in other places, Rav Tolli was learning. It wasn't a ma'aseh. A ma'isa that's not ma'isa machnes into reshus. A ma'isa that's not le'ma'isa machnes into reshus. He was learning it's kilu the din that the Torah holds that's going to go to you. The Torah is going to see it. That's nichnas reshus. That's what's mavat. If it's not the Torah doesn't see. A ma'isa is not enough.
That's going to bring from one of these.
Yeah.
But the shayla is why you have to go so shy.
Same. So we're going to get there. I didn't want to say similar to you, but I think it's totally on something to create. Another aura is what Eli is that the mushul is there shrel for the rush. Moshul of the Gemara is, we started the Sugya, there's a Pasha the case when it's still on the ground. And that Gemara is saying, in the case of the Gemara, it's also like the case of its Munach on the ground. The Moshul is Nishka Gutta Moshul. I don't know the Moshul to make things more simple. In the case of when it's Munach on the Karka, the problem is, and Talis Arucha, or he still left the other Chilak on the Karka, he didn't do it. It's a header. He didn't do Agba. Here we're saying, if you're the Rosh, you did do Agba. It's a Nai Yisoid that Yen is Kinyan, is Mavatam Lechaver. Why do you give a Moshul? It's not Munach on the Karka, it's a new Yisoid. Betzim, I totally did a good hagbo. Ruvin did a full gervaldige hagbo. No Shimon's kinyan. Mevatel chaver. What is the moshul mevatel chaver? And the Rosh brings him mitoich dvar. Not only the Gemara says, the Rosh brings him mitoich dvar. The Rosh says tvisas chaveroi legabe Ruvin kimunach gabekark. It's a loshon l'Rosh. Tvisas chaveroi legabe Ruvin kimunach gabekark. Tvisas chaveroi kimunach gabekark. No, tvisas chaveroi is not kimunach gabekark. It's an ayisoid. The yen is mevatel my kinyan. It's a sach shver. Because the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Hezbo of Kamunach Rabakarka, a lot of the Gemara is talking about, even in all cases, the Gemara is even talking about a case of a Talis Arucha. A Talis Arucha also. The Gemara is not only talking about only a Talis Ksar, the Gemara is talking about a Talis Arucha. In a Talis Arucha, the Rosh is Moide that is felt in the Etzem Hagbo. The Rosh is Moide, that's the simplest tier, that's the Aleph based tier. In a Talis Arucha, it's felt in the Etzem Hagbo. You don't have to come on to Tfisis Chaver and Mavatles Chaver. Over there, the Hezbo of Munach Rabakarka is Kapshuta. So what Amol Munach Agav Karka means Munach Agav Karka, and Amol with the Talis Ksorim and I Yisoid of Tfisim of Atlas Kinyana. No, it has to. It must mean. It sounds like from the Rosh. There's one Yisoid of Munach Agav Karka. Now the Rosh is saying, it sounds like from the Rosh, that when Yen is Tfisas Chaveru and Mavato Karka, it's the same exact Chisorin as a Talis Arucha, that's Munach Agave Karka. Shal is the Vira Batoli, it's under a beer. It's an under a beer.
Maybe he holds up the right,
Klape
the Karka, Klape
Talis. But Talis Arucha, I'm saying. The Gemara is not talking about Talis Arucha. The Talis Arucha, everyone held, it's felt in the Etzimat Bon. So what the Sugi is not talking about Talis Arucha, say Yishra. For like this, we want to be betzim. It's like a tim, so to get the nesivas. Nesivas is a it's an algodol. Seems like the ganze vort changes around the whole sugya. Very negate the hemshach sugyas. Very negate the hemshach sugyas. The challenge is to explain the rush. If the tak explained the hanocha, agamor we said of the agamor is a harchova of the pasha tzir of kumulah gabe karka. Reuven picks up a half a talis and leaves the other half on the floor. That was pushed to the Gemara. It doesn't work. Our Gemara says in this complicated case where Reuven and Shimon picked up the talis, it's a zayvi kumulah gabe karka. We have all these rishonim. What is the beer taka in the munach agave karka? What's the beer in the munach agave karka? So it sounds like this. Reuven picks up the talis, the other half is on the floor. Why can't Reuven make a kinyan on the chetzi of the talis? Why can't Reuven make a kinyan on the chetzi of the talis? He's taka only coming to be magbia this chetzi of the talis. Maybe there's something there, there's an atorah, eloy there. He only wants this half. He only wants this half. Doesn't want the other half. What's the problem? In the chalois kinyan, avadanat. Zok toisus in the Yom HaFurish. Fluyut so Reuven picks up the whole talis. Amanas to be koin the chetzi. On sad das gani chetz avadin tzchal. Person doesn't have to be koin the whole talis. If he does a complete maisa hagbo, avadin can be koin the chetzi talis. So where's the chesaron? So you have bakorach in the maisa kinyan. The maisa hagbo. Avu lich the chesaron the maisa hagbo. So you have to magdish. There's two parts. The first part goes, that magdish, that's not what I'm shooting, is that you cannot look at the talis as a half talis. You can't look at the talis come on the pasuk domain arts here. You can't say that I'm doing, I only, since I want to be koin a half a talis, so legabi me, let's separate this half a talis. And it's like, I mean, me, there's a talis sholim. And I did a complete hagbah. Why? Because there is no metzias of man the pasuk dami. The metzias of man the pasuk dami is by kinyan yad. By kinyan yad, when you have the whole chafetz that you want to be kind of in your hand, your grasp is what isolates, is what separates this talis from the rest of the talis. It says, even though you see a big talis, I look at this 3x3 differently than the rest of the talis. By hagbah, you're being magbiah, but you're not holding all the chelik of the talis that you want. We don't see, right now we see a whole talis. We see the part that you want to be. You want to be kind of, we see that's the whole chelik of the talis. That's the first time Gosh, I'm shooting. There's no command of pasuk dummy. Fine. So there's no command of pasuk dummy. I want to be kind of a half of a talis, a foot of a 2-foot talis, and I only pick up a foot of the talis. So what is no command of pasuk dummy? Let me make a chabon, a chelik of the talis. Why do I have to make a chabon, a chelik of the whole talis? Well, so the pasuk shad is, we would say, because a chabon, a chelik of the talis, there's a chabon. Since there's no command of pasuk dummy, and it's a big talis, the talis is either in the air or it's not in the air. Decide. If it's one thing, in the air. Yeah. If a mensch is dancing, he picks up one leg. So the mensch is in the air. The mensch is not in the air. His leg is in the air. His mensch is not in the air. The mensch is either in the air or nish in the air. The talis, decide. Is the talis in the air or the talis is in the air? I've come and there's no command of pasuk dummy. You could say there's the mashmoyz and losh and the ritva. It's felt in the etzim hagbo. It's felt in the etzim hagbo. I didn't do hagbo. That's the problem, man. I sugya. And if that, I would need yenet to be mashal in the etzim hagbo. Nesivus and Kuf Tzadikei. Kuf Tzadikei, he's coming to explain the Rambam. So yeah, the Rambam Shita in the Sugya of Daf Tes. Nesivus is coming to explain the Rambam. The Nesivus says, Misvara Nishtazoi. Misvara, why can't I be Magbiya Chetzi Talos? Why can't I be Magbiya Chetzi Talos? The reason is, why can't a person be kind of Chetzi Talos? Why not? He's Magbiya. Can you hear the Rebbe Nesivus Elder? There wasn't a Chasar in that book. Misvara. There's no Chasar in that book. I can be Magbiya. I can look at the Talos. I'm Magbiya. Zokter Nesivus, the Lashon Nesivus. Using it for the Rambam, the reason is not because I didn't make a hagbah on the chetzi of the talis. See, the first hezbollah we said, the pshat is you didn't make a hagbah on the chetzi of the talis. Even on the chetzi you made, you didn't make a hagbah. Zok to Nesivis, you ba'al no, you did make a hagbah on the chetzi of the talis. So what's the problem, Zok to Nesivis? The second chaluk of the talis is ogid gabe hefker. It's a lashon of Nesivis. And when the moicher is selling it to you, it's ogid legabe moicher. It's ogid legabe hefker. Before the talis, when it's lying on the ground, there's no rishus hefker. Hagbah, I'm coming to take it to my rishus. I took half of the talis to my rishus. Oh, but what about the second half of the talis? And that second half of the talis is connected to your first half of the talis. That second half of the talis is still ogud. Ogud gabi hefker. The lashon ogud we find in ganshas. Ogud means it's still attached. Ogud means still attached. Lashon is yetzir. In the chashabis, there's a case where you have a bunch of payers in a kli. A bunch of payers in a kli and they're standing punk in the middle of rishus hayochid, which is a rabbin. And the kli is standing in rishus hayochid. And the payers are in the kli. the Rishus Rabbah. The Gemara talks about Agad. Where are the pears? The pears in Metzias physically are in this Rishus, but they're connected to a Kli that's sticking into Rishus Rabbah. Is that Agad? That's the Nusach. I'm trying to explain with them. That's the Nusach of Agad. Agad means, I see from the Ksusivis, the Chetzi Talat that I took on Mugba. Over, there's something sticking out. There's something sticking out that's staring the chetzi talis that you took to yourself. I've seen the nesivis, and there's the whole doggish of the nesivis, that even the chisorn of kemunach agabe karkas of the nesivis is not that you did an incomplete job. You be'etzem did a good agbo. But the second chelik of the talis that's lying on the floor is staring your agbo. Why? So this nesivis is a few hours. Why? So l'chor lein tzogin, talking like you started before, that the yisoid of agbo is, the yisoid of agbo, the toichin of agbo. What is the content of Agbo? Is Achnos L'Rishusay. When I'm Agbiya Chayfis to me, I have to see it by me. I have to see that it's Nichnas L'Rishusay. Zokta Nesivis, I have Alma, when I pick up a half a talis, I did a good Achnos L'Rishusay. On that Chilik of the talis, I did a good Achnos L'Rishusay. It's a good Agbo, I did a good Achnos L'Rishusay. But you're stuck to another Chilik of the talis that's a roi sticking out, sticking to the straw, sticking out of the door. It's sticking out, your foot's out of the sukkah. It's sticking out, something's sticking out. You took that part of the talis. But could we see the talis that it's a rhyme by deer? If a chelik of that, oh, you say talis, is it out of your shoes? Still, oh, good gabi hefka. Oh, good gabi hefka means it's still Rishus Hefker. Those of the nesivas, that's the din of kemunachas gabi karka. It's not that you didn't do hakbo. You bet some did hakbo. No, yena chelik stared me. Yena chelik stared me. Bring out the nesivas. It's a gavaldig and afkamina. For me, it would be a gavaldig and afkamina. What happens if I'm coin already chetzi the talis? I made a kinyan chotzer. Kama achrayim learned that if you put a half of a chayfetz in kinyan in your chotzer, so there's a dinner come out of the posik. Chotzer also has a kerech come out of the posik, just like yad. And I'm coining a half a talis. I put in my chotzer a talis, and it's coining a half a talis. Now I want to be coining the other half, and I only might be the other half of the talis, and I don't lift up the half that's already in my backyard. Half it's in my backyard. Half it's just a rabbim. I might be, then I leave it on that half. So if you go with the first shot in the sugya that the hakbo is nishkin hakbo, it's a halba hakbo. Who cares the other half of the you already kind of? Oh, you didn't do hakbo over here. It's an incomplete hakbo. The vina siva is mokum. It's not muchach. But the vina siva is a grosser mokum to say. But etzem I did hakbo on my half. And the other chelik stares me. The other chelik stares me if it's a rois in my rishos. And this, the other chelik over here, the other chetzit tals already. I already made a kiddi chotzer on it. It's in my rishos. The other chelik is not going to stare me only if it's a rois in my rishos. Here it's not in my rishos. So I'm trying to bring out the word of the siva. The Ksois is going to be very negative. The Ksois talks about that we have the chesaron of Tiyas Azuk Amunachas Gabi Karka by other kinyonim. We're going to have kinyonim Meshicha, Roichiv, Manig. When two people make a lot of other Maisi kinyonim on one chayfat, are you going to have this chesaron? It's a chesaron in Hagbo. It's either lifted or not lifted. It's a pursuing the Gazbar by Hagbo. But if we're saying the Nesivis was Neschadish, that when a person makes a Maisa kinyon of Achnos Lushus, even if he makes a complete Maisa, but the fact that the rest of the chayfetz is sticking out of the shus, there's a grace of mokum to dan. You may have to dan. There's a grace of mokum to dan. This is the nesivus. Lefi that, now we have to read the term. Whenever the rishonim are being marchiv and saying that when Yena picks it up, it's like Yenet's here. It's the mushals. I don't like the nesivus. Zokta Ravid, when you have a long talis, since if Shimon would drop it on the floor, but it's a mitzaruven, it's still on the floor. So it's still that chelik shteres him. Because it's still ogad. It's still b'chutz l'shus. Dr. Rajva, even when it's not a long talis, when it's a short talis, over Ilmaisa, Shimon Lagabi Ruven is a stand, and Shimon's a hemshik of the karka, it's like a mound on the karka. So that's all good, Gabi, that's chutz mishus. Dr. Rosh, no, I hold like the Rajva bet. By talis ksora be'etzem, I hold that Ruven did a richtige maisa hagbo. Be'etzem, he took it totally off the karka, even the second half he took off the karka. I so what's the chazan? Dr. Rosh, the tfisas chaver of a vatelis eskinyonet. So here we want to say, there's Rabbi Yitzchak said, we want to say that the Rosh could be saying, not the Lamais, the Chalois Kinyan. The Chalois Kinyan staring at him. The Rosh is saying a different word. The Rosh is saying, when we see someone trying to be Machnes Rishusoi, when we see Shimon holding him and trying to be Machnes Rishusoi, the same Chesaron of Ogud Gabe, the same Chesaron when the Chetzi of the Talis is left on the floor. When the Chetzi of the Talis is left on the floor, we say that Legabe, in the Chalois Achnos Rishus, we can't split it up. That shter is Yochanos Rishus. You make Achanos Rishus on the right side of the talis. The left side of the talis is still in Rishus Rabbim. It's still by Hefker. That shters you. Zok to Rosh, the same exact thing happens when your friend is holding it for himself. When your friend is coming to make Achalois Kinyan and he has Achanos Rishus on that Chelik. So that, the fact that it's Rishus Acher shters you just as much as if it's still in Rishus Hefker. The Fila Nesivis, that's what we gain. The Fila Nesivis. And the kasha was, we asked before in the Rosh, that the mashal, the munach ha'yavikarka, if you're understanding, that by munach ha'yavikarka, you didn't do hagbah b'chal. You didn't do Agbo b'chlal, so then it's not a good motion. The answer is we're saying even when it's kemunach agave karka, you did do Agbo. Now the chelik that's sticking out, that's remaining on the karka, that stirs you. Zok to Rosh, I have a thing, the hechatimtzah, that even if it's not on the karka, but if Yenim is being toifus for himself, it's Yenim being toifus, and he's making a maisach nos l'shusah, forget about the chaloi skinim. A maisa, the Lashon of the Rosh isn't kinyoni shechaver mevatel says kinyoni. Tvisoso yishol chaver, it's the way the Torah is matik to Rosh. Tvisoso yishol chaver roi is mevatel is kinyoni. The very fact that Shimon is holding it for himself to be kinda, that's kimunachas, it's the Lashon of the Rosh. Mamish, beautiful. Tvisoso yishol chaver kimunachas agave karka, that's exactly the Moshe. Tvisoso yishol chaver is alamol, a marshal of something that's sticking out of my rishos. Be'etzem, Reuven did a good hadbonis chelik. Aber Shimon's holding the other chelik away, just like the Ogid Gabei of Kumunachas Abakarka shteres Reuven's tvisa. So too the Ogid Gabei, so too when we see it by Yenis, and Yenis Minga, my Maisa Knos Roshusa, that's going to shter Reuven's Achnos Roshusa. But then, if you that, the Lashon comes out, and then, it's much more moving. But then, what the Gemara says, the Gabei Cherish. You don't need the Maisa Yenis to make up a foil, a Maisa Kenyan that works. Even if his Maisa Kenyan doesn't work, this coming here, and that Avada, he's trying to make a Maisa Achnos Roshusa. The ability to try to make a Maisa Achnos Roshusa, that could be the Tvisa, he's holding it for himself. He's holding it to make a Maisa Achnos Roshusa. That itself, you don't need a Chalois Kenyan. That itself, Shteres, that itself makes it Kimunach Al Gabi Kark. That a Cherish also could do. A Cherish also can make a Tvisa. A Cherish also can make a Tvisa. If you understand, like I have told you, it was the Kenyan that was Avada, that's what we're asking. It's very hard, very, you have to mutcher. But if it's that's in Tvisa, that he's is holding the Roshusa, and that shares my chnos l'shusay al derech the vod on the nesivis. So then we can hear that even by a cherish. That's the first chelik of the sugya, the chesaron of tiyasa zul kam gal gamanach shal v'chavir. It's the tveita chelik. So zok tuam v'chama. So I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah shlichus? Reuven's hagvos felt and Reuven's hagvos. Shimon's hagvos felt. So tzchiyah mitam shlichus. Zok tuam v'chama. Zok tuam v'nei. You don't have a ride that the regular parsha of tzchiyah works. Tzchiyah mitam shlichus works. Makam shechav lachem, really schia doesn't work. Makam shechav lachem. I have a naya koyach and a sugya called migudu zochi. What is this new din of migudu zochi? So poshib shat. Besides the nesivus, I'm not going to deal with the nesivus today. But poshib shat, come on. All of the achrayim, the pashas of the rishayim state. It's also a parish of schia and shlichus. At the end of the day, if the chesaron over here is Reuven did in partial akbo, he needs Shimon's akbo. Shimon needs Reuven's akbo, and Reuven needs Shimon's akbo. He needs Shimon. I need him at least to be mugba. I need him to be holding it for me. I need him to be making akbo for me. I need to come on to the parasha of shlichus. Rava said, the migud zochi, the parasha of Geger, it's something. It's not a regular parasha of schia. It's a hechra parasha of schia. Migud zochi nafshel lechavrei, and that doesn't have the problem of chavlach here. Frek of Geger and the Yudim Beis. Seder, I understand it takes care of the problem of Chav Lachir. Migud HaZochi takes care of the problem of Chav Lachir. But Behemshech, the Gemara brings a riot to Shita. Rava brings a riot to Shita. There's a Musig of Migud HaZochi from Shishliach Levarver. Zocht Rava, usually regular parish of Zochin, Schimitam Shlichas, doesn't work with Levarver. One person wants to do a Maisa Gnev of somebody else, even if he knows he wants it, it doesn't work. However, Shudrin Shagambu, or Rashi's case, two cases, either they picked it up together, or Rashi's case, one person did it for two people. Over there it works. There's a chesaron of inshul v'aver. But kochach migud zochin anafshe is a hecher din. It creates dinei shlichus that get around, that go beyond, that go past the regular dinei, the regular gidrei shlichus, the regular gidrei shchiyah. That's his right. Rekav Yeager, I don't understand this. I understand why regular parsha shlichus can work, but how does migud zochi end for the problem of shchiyah of inshul v'aver? The says zochar m'shen rigvega azud. The problem of chav la'achirim. It's not pshat. It's not. It's mufka from shlichus. There's not enough koyach, Lashon Rashi later on. There's not enough koyach in my shlichus to do shlichus. I can't do shlichus. L'chav l'achem. L'chav l'achem is you need more, and I can't do shlichus. But I ain't shlichus. So that I can hear. Migud HaZochi is a stronger koyach shlichus. It's a souped up koyach shlichus. That takes care of the problem of chav l'achem. But I ain't shlichus v'arvera. It's chaser in the etzem sur shlichus. You say, divrei rav, divrei tamen, divrei mishayimim. We don't call you a shliach. Like Abed Varver, we don't call you a shliach. You're not doing it for Yenim. You're doing it because you decided, Rashi says. You're doing it because you're going against Abishai. You're not doing it for Yenim. What is that going to help Migud HaZochi? If Migud HaZochi is a parsh of shlichus, it's just a stronger parsh of shlichus, what is that going to help? So let's try to be mazbar a little bit. Keep going. This will try to make leichter. Again, the Nesivis Taka is under Malach. The Nesivis Shita is that the parsh of Migud HaZochi has nothing to do with shlichus. Paragraph Migud HaZochi is that part of my schia, his schia gets enwrapped in my schia, and it's needed my schia. That's up to what the Nesivah says. I want to go with the Pashas. It's Shliya Mitam Shlichus. Efshem Pshat Zazim. We saw in Gedushin Zvan, like I have a Shlichus. the Iker, some basic, what is the Iker? Chiddush of Shlichus. Reuven comes to do an Asiyah for Shimon. Reuven comes to make Kaddish and Isha for Shimon. Reuven comes to make a Kinyan for Shimon. Reuven's a friend of Mensch. What's Hashaychus, Reuven? How could Reuven be pill for Shimon? Torah was Mechadish a Parsha of Shlichus. Torah said Reuven could do for Shimon. Why? The Iker key in the word is Shliach. Because Reuven says, I'm going to work entirely for Shimon. I'm doing it Machmas Tzivui. I'm doing it for Shimon. The Torah allowed me to be Lesli Megamei Klum. I'm coming to do for Shimon. I'm crawling into Shimon's shoes. Ad Kedekach, a Sugin Gadushim, Nerd Gesugia, that maybe ain't Shliach and Asa 8. The second you become a Shliach, you're like a Baldover. You can't even give Eidus on that thing. Your mamish so much become like Shimon. Reuven so much comes like Shimon. He so much becomes like Shimon. He so much misbattled to Shimon that he's a Baldover. That's the Koyach of Shlichus. If I'm like him, I could do things for him. I get his bank account. I could make a shisha for him. I have the koichas to do for him. That's the regular parasha of shlichas. Migu dozochi, near my dvorim, Ravad at the end of the day comes su to shlichas, I'm doing for yenem. But where do I get my koichas from? Where do I get my koichas from? It starts at a different starting point. Migu dozochi, that question that we had in the regular parasha of shlichas, where does Reuven get his koichas from? So Kenzai migu dozochi is Andrush. Migu dozochi, and that's the yichud of our sugya, in fact, a very difficult point. But every case of Migu Dozochi is the same exact thing that I'm doing. The same exact chayfiz that I'm being magbia. And I'm being magbia for myself. I'm using that same hagbo. I'm using that same hagbo for Yen. Most poiskim taka hold as Migu Dozochi is exactly only on the same moment, mamish to the dollar. Only in the same moment that I'm using, that I'm being poil for myself. Migu Dozochi, I could do that for Yen. That means I am taking something that befoil I am doing for myself. I'm doing for myself. I'm being poil for myself. I'm saying Migu Zochi Lenafshe, Migu Sins, Zochi Lechavri. I'm going to continue on Lechavri. I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan for myself. You can't ask, what's Bechabin and Manomer? What are you doing over here? In the Parsha Shlichus, you say, what are you doing over here? I have to put up a badge. I'm moving today. I'm not Shimon today. I'm not Shimon today. Over here, I'm moving. Nechbin Ruvain. I'm coming to make a Maisa Kinyan. I'm coming to make a Maisa Akbo. Once I'm Ruvain, once I have a Kerechski over here, I'm doing a Siyah. I'm mamshich, and I say, and that's the chiddush of Migu Dozochi, I'm able to say, I could take that same koyach and do for Yenem. I'm doing for Yenem. Or I'm using my own koyach to be playful for Yenem. And that's the reason why there's no time of Chav Lacherim. Chav Lacherim was when you're coming directly to do for Yenem. Reuven's coming to be Shimon today. They say, be Shimon when you're not going to be Chav Lacherim. Well, but don't be Shimon when you're Chav Lacherim. You have the chasnish karech, it's not Shimon. Or if I'm Reuven, and be Yoisi Reuven, I'm coming to be playful for myself. I'm just being mamshich to be Shimon. I could do the Chav Lacherim. Ken Zayin that takes care of the problem of Bein Shlichus Lechavri also. Why? Because we saw in Kedushin's man, so start the Rashi's Leichter. Even if it is a Miyit, Bein Shlichus Lechavri, there's a Gedder. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. The Kitzur Advarim in Rashi state, you said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishnah, Miz, that you can't do Machmas Tzivu. You can't say that a Shliach is being poiled Machmas Tzivu over the Mishalech. When Reuven asked me to do something, there's no one saying not to do like that. I could do it. I could say I'm doing it because Reuven asked me. But when there's a tzivui of the Torah against a kegin the tzivui of the Meshaleach, and the tzivui of the Torah, a kegin the tzivui of the Meshaleach, that says, the hearts of Shlichus is being misbattled to the Meshaleach. That's what gives me the koich, the regular parasha of Shlichus. Being Shlich means, ich bin faryenem. How could you say, the tuts faryenem, the Ebisha zok nishtazoi, the Ebisha zolishtan yenem, bal korchach zok rashi, yareko isim eilof. We can't see you being misbattled to yenem. So that's poigim in the shem shliach. That's poigim in the shem shliach. Ken zayin, it's a chiddush. But ken zayin in our suga state, that's only poigim in the parsha of shlichus, the regular parsha of shlichus, that you're shoyev all your koiches from yenem. When I'm showing all the koiches from yenem, so then I take after coming gami from yenem. We had a lot of diukim then also. It's not pshat that you're not bichlal doing it machmas yenem. You're not legamri doing it machmas yenem. There's a lot of rise in that sugya. You're not legamri doing machmas yenem. In the sugya where I'm shoyev all my koiches from yenem, I have to become machmas yenem. Aber Migu Dozochi, which is a parasha that starts off, the Shlichus doesn't, it's not like they're starting from being Vienem. I have a Koyches, I'm being Pearl for sich. Forget it, I start as a Reis Be'elov. And then I take that weiter and I'm me for Yenem. So Vada, I'm saying at the end of the day, I am Shlichus. I am doing Shlichus for him. But since I'm being showing my Koyches, since the Koyches are coming and the Koyches Asiyah is coming, starting off from me over there in that type of Shlichus, in this Shlichus that's a Hemshech of your Asiyah, it's not Poigim, that which we see, you're not doing the Magamle Machmas Yenem. It's not poigin that we don't see the legami machmas again. In Tosfos also be'etzim. In Tosfos also, I just want to get away. Tosfos of time to marach. The Tosfos sheet in kedushin is very similar, just the other way around. Tosfos holds that it's not a tzivui gomer. Not that it's not mitzad the mekabel, mitzad the shliach. You shouldn't listen to the mishaleach. Tosfos holds that it's not a tzivui mitzad the mitzave. He didn't give a full siba to mitzad the mitzave. He didn't give a full siba mitzidoi that he should zicher do it machmasu. But kach ekach. If you beside if you rash in Tosfos, the chesaron of Ein Shliach Varvera is. Is in this batlus, to the bottom line, is in this batlus of the shliach to the mishaleach. It's either because of the shliach, it's because of the mishaleach, or it's in the fact that we could see the shliach as a total shliach, going, coming, totally machmas atzivu. That can zayin also in the regular parasha shlichus. that I have to come and I have to start mikoich l'mishaleach. The shliach has to come mikoich l'mishaleach. Oh, but in the parasha of Migdal Zochi, that he's coming mikoich as atzmai and he's being marchev and he's being mamshich. Over there wouldn't maybe there wouldn't be a chesaron of any other area. Lashon Rebbeiger Taka. Rebbeiger sounds like he learned. No, but he learned that at the end of the day, these are all maybe gedorim. But at the end of the day, shlichus v'arveir. At the end of the day, together is it's a mufka from shlichus. He compares it to katan. He compares it to katan. He compares it to the miyut of katan. Sounds like these are gedorim. But Rebbeiger learned that it's mufka. The way I'm saying, maybe not. Maybe chilu ruchimu. Sorry, Rebbeiger. But can say maybe not. Over there, we had makaris then. There are parshas in the Torah. The Torah was marba yeshlichus v'arveir. We had mashmoisin over there. If it's a svara, it's mufka. It could be that there is a gewisse shlichus. It's just a pogim dika shlichus. That's what we're saying. It's only a pogim. It's only pogim in that parsha of shlichus that you need to come mikoyach l'mishalech. When you're coming mikoyach the shliach, then you don't have any chesaron. Furious. This dinner. Migu the zochel and Rashi zochel l'chavrit. See you. You have machlekes Rashi toisus. The case. What is the case of shufin shagun? Shufin shagun. What the Gemara says is going through with migu the zochel and Rashi zochel l'chavrit. Rashi learns that the case of migu of shufin shagun is Ruvein. Shimon's the mastermind, Shimon's staying in his house, Reuven's doing the dirty work, the Shvarta Arbit, Reuven goes and does the Maisik Neva, and he does for Reuven and Shimon. That's the Tzir. Tosfos learns that both Reuven and Shuvin, Reuven and Shimon are Shufin, both are doing the Hagbah together. As they learn Tosfos. Tosfos brings a Raya, Tosfos says Rashi doesn't have a Raya from the Gemara Baba Kama. Even though the case of Tficha is talking about that one person did it, Reuven did it for both of them, Reuven did the Maisik for both of them, that is a special din of Yeshlich the Varver. But in Rashi's case, when one person doing the Maisik Neva for both of them, that's why they don't have a Raya. So Tosis, I'm talking about with both of them did it. Both Shufin did it. Bring the Ksois Tosis and Tosis and Shimon Ches. Nem done the Ksois Aleph. Most Achronim Nem on this way. The Tosis argues with Dino and Rashi. Fact the Ksois, I don't understand. Why does he argue with Dino and Rashi? I'd come in the case of Tosis, Shufin Shagun, where two people are doing it together. You have to say what we just said until now. I've just spent a bunch of minutes explaining. That Migud Zochi bypasses, is able to misalik the Chesaron of Ein Shlich Dvar Ver. So in the case of Rashi also, alright, Tosis also has to deal with the Rebbeiger's kasha. Tosis also has to say that she's in the sugim b'machiv b'metziyah dafkes min aleph. That migad zochis mesalik chesaron eishir levir. So in the case of Rashi also, why in the case of Rashi not? Well, so I'm just going to say over and get down the bottom line and say a little quick. I hope I'm sort of a little understand over a little quick. So do I'm going to go and skip the nesivas as a mahalach. We do the nesivas mahalach of the baruch there. And the baruch there is talking very hard. He goes back and forth. At one point in the shtickle, it seems like he says this. The Moshe says this. The Maisa that they say the following shtickle. They're shein mamish nifle b'cheshbon. In every Maisik Neva, we know the Ksois is Miyasav Lanu based on Takarashi. Even soon, if you don't have a base, Rashi, that you need a Maisik Neva. It's not enough to make a Kinyan in Geneva. You need a Maisik Neva. If someone's Chafet, someone's wash rolls into my Rishus, and I want to steal it, and I just have in mind, I want to be kind with my Chotzer, so Rashi, it's not enough. I have to go do a Maisa, be Noel Chotzer, I have to know the watch is there, and I have to be Noel in order to be kind of it. Why? Ksois, it's not enough to have a Kinyan in Geneva, you need a Maisik Neva. Soid number Aleph. Soid base. Dr. Ksois, I don't have time to go into the Bais from Rashi, that on a Maisa Ba'amo, we call it Chunkin a Maisa, a Maisa that's not having any effect, a Maisa that's not doing anything like a Maisa Tficho, a Maisa Ritzicho, you'll never be able to say Migud Zochi and Rashi Zochi L'Chavi. Why? Migud Zochi and Rashi Zochi L'Chavi says, I take the same Maisa and I say, as if it's having effect for me, effect A for me, I'm going to give it to you, Lagabi effect B. I'm going to give it to you, Lagabi Chalois B. Over a Maisa doesn't have any effect. The Maisa, the whole thing is a Maisa Tficha. Either it's my Maisa Tficha, it's your Maisa Tficha. I can't say Migud Zochi and Rashi Zochi L'Chavi. Yotim Moshe, and Baruch Beres, let's examine Bagneva. Bagneva, the Kinyonic Gneva, is a Kinyon. That I can Migud Zochi and Rashi Zochi L'Chavi could work for. Oh, but the Maisa Gneva that you need in every Maisa Gneva, for the Chelik of the Maisa Gneva, Migud Zochi and Rashi Zochi L'Chavi could work for. Yotim Moshe, Nifla B'Yosa. That's the Chelik between Tzir of Tosis and Tzir of Rashi. And the Tzir of Tosis, both of them again doing the Shvarta Arbit, Reuven and Shimon are both, they're both doing a Maisa Gneva. Agav, Agaval, Agav, Gosher, Shtein, Baruch Beres, Moshe. The chesaron of our sugya of Tiesa Zu Kiminachas Shagabe Karka doesn't apply to Maisa Gneva. That's in a Maisa Kinyan. In a Maisa Gneva, there's no chesaron the fact that I did a Halbagva. I don't have to go on the same day, same before. There is no Migud Zochi. And Tosfos Rosh is Mukh like Mamish, like they're saying. Vada is very good of you, the way we said before, the Nesivis, it's Mashmah Musbur. In Maisa Gneva, there's no chesaron that the other Hechilik. I don't have to go on to Migud Zochi for that. What do I have to come on to Migud Zochi for? For the Kinyonic Gneva. For the Kinyonic Gneva, I need to do a Maisa Kinyon. In Maisa Kinyonim, there's a Chesaron of Tiyasa Zuki Mishan Achas Agabe Karaka. Zokti Mimoshen, and that's very good. Migud Zochi, for the Kinyonic Gneva. Up in Rashi's Tzir, In Rashi's seer, we are again Reuven, Shimon sitting on his couch, and Reuven's doing everything. Shimon didn't do a Maisa Gneva, he's only doing, he's the mastermind. He's not doing any Maisa Gneva. So it comes out that Reuven has to give him Saya Maisa Gneva, Saya Kinya Gneva. The Kinya Gneva goes on to hate. Oh, but what's with the Maisa Gneva? The Maisa Gneva, Mikha Zachi doesn't work. Mikha Zachi doesn't work. Hazoizok, beautiful pshat, why Tysus was Mamayan Rashi. There's two things. There's a Maisa Gneva and there's a Kinya Gneva. In the chilek of Tosis, the tzir of Tosis, the ma'isek neiva, they both did. Is all you need to do is migu dezochi. Is migu dezochi. Migu dezochi helps for ma'isek neiva. It helps for kinyan, not for the ma'isek. Case of Rashi Nishat. I wish you wanted for your eyes. So what's out, Rashi? It's so good. All right, the ksois boys, these two yisoides, they're both building on this. Both Rashi's. They're Rashi of the Kama. Rashi, a few plays in Shas. Rashi of Metzia. Rashi, what is Rashi on? So Kenzang. Maybe we'll be going to get behemshich. The sugis. Kenzan is the machlokes in the gather of this din of the Maisa Gneva. The Ksois held the Maisa Gneva is Tachet Sveta din. Part of the Machayev, in order to Machayev somebody, for Gneva, you need to do a Maisa. It's a din in the Gavra. It's a din in the Machayev, and the Machayev of the Gneva. The Gavra has to do a Maisa Gneva. The Gavra has to do a Maisa Gneva, and has to do a Kinyan Gneva. It's two things. So both Reuven and Shimon, if I want to make them Ganovim, they both have to do a Maisa Gneva, they both have to do a Kinyan Gneva. But Kenzan Rashi, Tachet, the Tzir, I don't have time to mark, and the Tzir of Rashi is very strange. The ball rolled into my rishus, and afterwards I'm null, and that was part of the etzem chayiv of the gneiva. The etzem gneiva was done for that. Kenzel of Rashi, ma'isa gneiva is just a tenai gneiva. We can't call something by you begneiva unless it's nicker, it's by you begneiva. Someone just said, okay, thought machshava, I want to be ganva. There's no pula that was ever done. It's a tenai been calling it. It's not by you begneiva. It's a tenai in the shame gneiva. It's not a tenai in the mechayiv of the gneiva. A gneiva is not called a gneiva unless it has a ma'isa gneiva. Lefi Rashi, Kenzai, you don't have to make a bezunder, a siachsis on the Maisa Gneva. As long as Reuven's doing a Maisa Gneva, and he's going to give over what he's doing, his Gneva, his king in Gneva, to Shimon. If the Gneva itself, the chefs of the Gneva, was done with the Maisa, so the Gan Tzach goes over to Shimon. You don't have to bezunder. Toises, Kenzai, learn the Maisa Gneva is a bezunder Machayev, it's a bezunder Chiv. I have to give over separately the Kenyan and the Maisa. In the tier of Toy Rashi, I wouldn't be able to give over, I can't give over the Maisa, because you can't, there's no ding Mikud Zachi on the Maisa. However, Rashi Kenzan learned that the Maisa Gneva is not a part of the Mechayiv and the Gavra of the Gneva. It's a din in the Chifts of the Gneva. In order to be called in the Gneva, there's a din in the Etzem Gneva. Mela fi Rashi, Azoivi, Sagate the River. The Etzem Chifts of the Gneva goes over to Yenim. With that goes over the Tanai. It's Nishlam the Tanai, the Etzem Chifts of Gneva, that it's called a Gneva.
I'm good to go.